Hilariously Melbourne.
Just like Fifi, Feb and Nick do, more and more people are loving the resort-style living of Mandalay. With a championship golf course, beautiful restaurant, gym, swimming pool, kindergarten and so much more. Head to mandalayliving.com.au for resort living every day.
It was the biggest news story yesterday, and we are thrilled to be joined now by the Red Wiggle himself, Simon. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you. Great to talk to you again.
That must have been huge. When did you find out, Simon? Were you with the rest of us, or did you get the heads up?
No. We were with the rest of you. We had no idea. So I turned the radio on during the day, and it said number 94, and I thought, okay, we've got a while to go. But we found out with the rest of you.
Did you have kick-ons at the Wiggles house?
Just a rave. Still going.
Yeah, a lot of hot potato, that's right.
It's just so cool, though, Simon, isn't it? Like, I mean, you know, it's one thing to have the huge audience that you do, obviously, with children and parents of children, but to get into the triple, not only to be in the hottest 100, but to win it, that's an accolade. Simon, that is very impressive.
Look, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we would never, ever anticipate that could ever happen, but I guess it's also credit to Tame Impala and that great song and, you know, also, I guess the Wiggles over 30 years now, so it's crossing kind of generations, and you've got this kind of mix of children who grew up with the Wiggles who are older now who loved it. And so it was just kind of this melding pot that happened, which kind of created this moment, which you'd never ever try to create. It just kind of naturally and organically happened.
Simon, speaking of Tame Impala, now they only come in at 7. That's the record they got with that song. Now, you've topped it going number 1. Have you spoke to any of those guys? Because I know they did come out at one of their concerts overseas. Dresses the Wiggles, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They opened their concert saying, you know, I think they were kind of saying, you know, they've been delayed, but they've got some special guests coming on stage first. And yeah, they dressed up as the Wiggles and came out first. So, look, I don't know. There's a lot of people asking for fruit salad to be put into their song, into Elephant Now, but I don't know how long ago.
Simon, can I please ask my 3-year-old son, Charlie, absolutely love you guys. We went and saw you live in Bendigo. We missed out in Melbourne, so we went to Bendigo to see the live show.
Cheap seats.
Charlie, though, as you know, three years old, their habits can change. And I've noticed recently over summer that the Wiggles haven't been getting as much of a run. He still loves it, but he's been watching Bananas in Pyjamas, which is
horrible.
Garbage. It sucks. He will listen to you. He's listening right now. Can the Red Wiggle please tell Charlie, chuck the Wiggles back on?
Charlie, look, you know, Bananas and Pyjamas, they're incredible, but they ripen quickly and they do go off.
And Simon, for any other, obviously lots of kids listening right now, my kids included, and any parents that are desperate to see the Wiggles perform live, some parents, I believe, really, really want to get out there and sing with you.
One Fifi box.
When are you coming back? Do we have any dates that we can look forward to in Melbourne?
Yeah, we do. Now, off the top of my head, I believe it's around the 12th, 13th of March at Rod Laver. So we're kicking off a tour at Cairns. We go to Cairns on the 5th of Feb. So we're starting again. And we're about to go all around Australia over the next few months. And I'm assuming now Elephant will be part of the set list.
Yeah, well, and does it freak you out when you see adults dressed up, or would you rather they weren't dressed up, just asking for a friend?
look, we love all kinds of dress-ups.
What colour skivvy would you wear?
Red.
Red, well, yes. Done.
I'm coming as Zemel the camel.
I'm coming as Jeff, the purple one.
We can't wait. We can't wait to get you back down here. And just another congratulations. Pass that on to the rest of the guys too. And you can Tame Impala's Elephant performed by the Wiggles, of course, is available to stream and download now. Simon, well done. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. Amazing. Thanks. Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
101.9 The Fox.
Imagine being so desperate for likes, so desperate for views, so desperate for people's validation of you that you...
What do I have to do?
No. I'm in.
Give it to me.
Script unseen, I'll say it.
Being a pilot and crashing a plane.
What?
So a pilot...
And living?
Yeah. Yeah. Deliberately crashed a plane, a light plane, so he could film it. So he's got it all ready to film. He just wanted to be famous. Right. So, and he's now been investigated. It's a guy called Trevor Jacob, 28. He's a pilot. He's also a YouTube creator.
That's a bit of coin to crash a plane.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap,
he's
yeah.
Okay, and he's rich. He's been investigated by the Federal Aviation Administration over in the States because he clearly set it all up. He was flying his small Taylor craft, BL-64 aircraft. I don't know what that is. And then engine failure happened and he took it down and crashed it. All so it could be a video on YouTube and explode.
I don't mind it.
Do you want to hear it? This is the audio of it.
Ow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Get me out of this. Get the. What a bips there.
Well, yeah, because...
Is that the plane bipping?
So or? What he did, he set it up, but he wanted it to look real. But what he'd done is he's got his parachute on in the plane. So
I don't mind it.
He crashed a plane.
This is my theory. Mm. He knows he's going to crash. If I was in a plane and it was going to crash and I didn't know, that is scary. And the pilot doesn't know what they're doing because it's an emergency. He knows he's just pressing the eject button. Woo! And up he goes, plane goes down. It's all planned.
Big empty field.
He knows he's not in trouble. He knows he's not going to die because it's all planned.
Of course he can die. It's a plane crash.
He's ejecting himself out of the thingo like Top Gun. Ejection seat.
I've got a fly today. I'll be keeping an ear out in the pre-flight announcement. If I hear, hey, this is Captain At, if he starts with an Instagram handle, you go, oh, no, this is bad.
101.9, The Fox.
I can't believe I brought this story up. We were just talking about the pilot who deliberately crashed his plane. He's a YouTuber and he thought this will be great content because the lengths people now go to create content to get likes. And I was surprised that Fev thought that was okay because I just think that's not okay. Mm. And then I had to remember, oh, of course, because I'm talking to the man that's gotten nude who's... what else have you done?
Chili on this show, three different types of chili.
Yes.
Got resuscitated almost died from the ambulance came, remember? Well, I sat on that.
That's right. Couch. You do all sorts of things.
Did you get surgery live on the show?
I got a vasectomy where they burnt all my stuff off. Now I can't have kids anymore. I did a video of my daughter over the break farting, but she wasn't really farting. I was making the noises.
His daughter was doing a workout in the backyard, and every time she did a squat, Fev would make a fart sound.
Yes.
I did one not long ago with Josiah the Messiah.
Oh, yeah.
I made him eat chili.
Wasabi.
You do things for your socials and you make people do things.
Do you think that's bad? I made my wife have two kids to get some likes. This is going to get heaps.
You made your wife actually be with you to have the kids. That's a good effort.
131060, we'd love to hear from anyone who has gone to extremes. What have you done just for likes and for socials? Like obviously not crashing planes.
Yeah. I did the wasabi just for likes because he wanted more followers. He's like, how do you get me more followers, man? Well, I want some chicks to follow me.
The other way around, you wanted all the girls because I look good in your videos.
No, you said to me, I want some chicks to follow me. Can you please put a grouse photo, video up? I go, righto, bro. You got some hits.
It worked, yeah. Went up about 500.
I just don't know who to believe.
No, that's dead set. He just doesn't want to admit it.
Can you put up one now, please?
131060, if you've got any stories and you are like Fev and you do things just for views, we would love to hear from you.
We did that drop the ball thing where I dropped it. That was pretty much to break a world record for likes.
Well, we did that for the radio.
Yeah, for ratings, same thing.
But we also did it for your ego.
Yeah, and got shot down.
I know, sorry. So Sarah in Narre Warren. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Now, Sarah, this isn't you. What did your cousin do to impress people on socials?
She wrapped herself up in a doona and made her friend push her down a flight of stairs. But they actually misrecorded it the first time and then the second time, so she did it again. And the second time round, she actually broke both of her arms.
Oh, wow.
How many likes, though?
She got so many that her mum made her take it down.
Take it down?
Was she lying in hospital with both arms in plaster regretting it?
Yeah, and she's had to have a couple of surgeries since.
Do you know when she was regretting it? When she went to the toilet for a number two. That's when you regret it.
No, you know the best bit
two
about
broken the arms. Can't wipe.
The two broken arms, the cast goes over the hand, and she had two permanent thumbs up for ages.
Winning!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
On TV at the moment, this is on.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Nick, every morning we get to sit here in the company of one of the greatest Australian footballers to ever grace the football oval. Yes.
The king.
And the king of the jungle,
but
I would say too.
What a coup this is for the show, because I would say another great of the same calibre.
I think he's got me covered.
Well, I didn't want to have to say it, but Nathan the king. Buckley, Bucks, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Now, I'm in awe of being in the presence of Fev. Yeah, the king of the jungle. What more can you ask for?
Well, if Nathan becomes the king on Sunday, if he makes a final three, mm-hmm. which we don't know because it is pre-recorded, so we know. If he gets the crown, then he's got me covered. Well, he's won Brownlows.
You're the king of Mad Monday, though, Fev.
So's Bucks, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Actually, Bucks, because this will happen. This would have the shortest odds. You are going to be king of the jungle. And Fev has held on to this for about 6 years, that nobody has been the king of the jungle since him. It's been a great look. Watching Nathan, you must be so proud and thrilled. It's been incredible. You've come across so well. You've absolutely smashed it there in the jungle. I mean, unless you do something really bad this week that we haven't seen.
Let's hold our breath on that.
It's the kind of thing, you know, we're all in the media and we take jobs and sometimes you go, gosh, I hope this pays off, or I hope it goes okay. Were you a bit anxious going in, and are you happy with the result?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a decision that I would normally have made, but I had sort of time and space at the back end of last year, and the experience itself it was amazing to meet so many great people in a really abstract environment. Watching it's probably not quite as fun, but I wouldn't do it again. But a great thing to be able to do, and yeah, very different from what I would normally have, the direction I'd normally have gone.
Yeah, you're a big coup, Bucks, because people normally go in there, their careers are over, and they're really searching for something to do, like myself. But you're a successful man, coach, you've got a lot of things in the pipeline now. You're going to be on SEN in Breakfast, which is going to be great. You're going to be our competition. Hopefully that goes well for you, mate. But someone that you did get along with pretty well, I thought, and one of my good mates, Bo Ryan, who did leave, and over the weekend he said he lost 200K because he walked out. Did he or did he not leave because you two are having a bit of a biffo about the pay dispute? Because he's been on record saying it's not true, but there's a lot of rumours going around that you're getting this much and he was filthy because he was getting less. Is that true?
Yeah, this is really a space that I haven't been in much, but I suppose this is the space that you guys have to ask the question. But we didn't have a conversation about cash at any point. And it sort of just becomes you know, an alternate reality. Bo gets asked about it, I get asked about it, and then it feeds. But the finances were part of the reason for going in. I wasn't going to do it for nothing, mate. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have done it either.
Mate, but, I didn't have a job. I had no choice.
Well, Fev did it for a feed. Free feed.
I did it to lose weight.
Bo's a network man in the end, and I don't know what that means. I presume that he wasn't doing gratis either, but you do get paid to do these things, but to be honest, that whole rumor is absolute crap as far as I know, and the relationship that he and I were able to build, as you know, when you're in that confined space for that period of time, you sort of you're not getting pretty close to people that you've only known for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, and Nathan, speaking of rumours, I want to put one to bed here because I've worked with Fev for a long time, and he has consistently on the radio told a story about when he was playing for Carlton and he got a call from Bucks, and Bucks said, "Can you come and play for Collingwood?" And I never know where Fev's stories come from, and if there is a seed of truth in them sometimes. Can you clarify, did you ever try to get Brendan Favola to Collingwood?
Look, I'll have to look at my recent call list and go right back to see whether that happened.
It's a long time ago.
I'm not sure if it did. I know we played the one thing I know that we did do with Fev was when he kicked 12 in the New Year's Eve game. Was that 1999?
It was, Bucks, yes.
And Look, we shouldn't really have put bourbon and coke in our water bottles that night. That was not a good idea.
I had two Jim Beams on the way and two McChickens, and I still kicked 12.
Bucks, the mistake there.
What are you doing?
You should have played against Fev on New Year's Day. That would have been a broken man.
Yeah, that would have been a much better idea. I don't know. Like, it sounded like a good idea at the time. No, not great.
Now, I tell Fee the story about back in the day when I was going to go to Collingwood, and I was at the petrol station filling up my football, because I'd run out of air to go train, and I'd spoke to you on the phone to come to Collingwood. And you're like, is this for real? And I go, yeah, I'm happy to come. And you go, well, we'll get the right people involved, and we'll see how it goes. But then it didn't end up happening because Dennis Pagan would let me leave. You remember that for conversation?
If you keep, I do, mate. But if you keep kicking goals for your coach, they're pretty keen on you.
I'll tell you the exact story. Dennis said, if I have to put up with this shit for 3 more years, so do you. So I had to sign.
Well, Nathan, it's, you know, we're loving it in the jungle, and we can't wait to see what happens this weekend. Our money's on you. Yes. Victoria, Melburnians, we've all known what a great bloke you are, but now the rest of the country have seen it. So we'll be hopefully speaking to you the next week as the winner.
Well, there's a lot of great people in there still, and I mean, obviously Dylan last night with the Viper Room was
that's just crazy.
Yeah, like he went into Zen mode. He is just a massive competitor. When he does something, I mean, he's very artistic, but yeah, when he puts himself in that position, he was able to find a way, and that's the first time I'd seen that. You know, you hear about when people do trials and they come back and they tell you the story, but you don't actually visually see it. So this is the difference of being able to sort of sit here and watch it again. But yeah, we're looking forward to catching up up there together in Sydney and to see where it all washes out.
Well, you're the third Collingwood star to go into the jungle. Two other ones have just failed coming second in Daisy Thomas and obviously Dane Swan. So if you could beat them, that'd be a nice little feather in the cap when you get crowned king on Sunday. Good luck.
Why not? Thanks, guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is a great parenting hack for parents, but it might be a great partner hack as well. I think this would work for anyone who has someone in their household, adult or child, who has an addiction to video games.
You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to COD.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Turn the power off.
Got one in the studio, Cod Man over there. Now, this is a mum has done, and I think this is fabulous. I think it's a fantastic technique. So her son is a gamer. He's on his video game all day. He's a teenager.
On his video game.
One of these.
Oh, Nana Box. That's not how you say it.
He's on his console all day, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's on his Ataris and whatnot.
So
his Mega Drives.
To earn that time on his video game,
yep.
He has to do 12,000 steps a day, and I love
Fair
it.
Enough.
So she sends him out. You go walking. I want you to do, if you do 12,000 steps, you can jump on your console. And I think that is a great
Alex says
technique.
The same thing to me.
Does she?
Yeah, she goes, you've got to do exercise before you sit down for 4 or 5 hours.
And?
I go play golf. There's 10,000 steps, 12,000 steps.
So
easy.
Alex has actually already implemented this into your life.
I just go play golf. Simples.
I love that.
Samples.
I thought you just liked golf, but I didn't realize this was sort of.
No, I like golf. She doesn't tell me to go play golf. I'm like, I'll go play golf. Oh, God, already done like 10,000 steps today.
Well done.
Well, you're actually out for 5 hours playing golf. Now you're going to play video games for 5 hours? Yep.
Yeah.
Win.
Okay.
Going to do what I want.
And so are you doing 5 hours of COD a day? That's a lot, isn't it?
Minimum. Yeah.
Whoa. What would be the maximum?
24. Mathematically.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, what I'm about to do may be highly irresponsible, so I'm not sure if it's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Monday.
I read this headline and it got me so excited, and I thought, this is genius, and if this works, this will be game changing for everybody. How to fall asleep in 2 minutes. This is a military technique.
It's too early in the...
Take a few...
I know, that's why I'm like...
Tamazepans.
People will be in the cars right now, the trucks, going to work. I don't know whether this is the right time to do it. I feel like we should come back tonight and we'll try it. But look, let's see. Here we go. This is what you need to do for anyone who has trouble sleeping, insomniacs. You might want to try this military technique. Okay, to start with... Okay, I'm going to try it here in the studio. Boys, to start with, take some deep breaths... and start relaxing each and every part of your body from head to toe.
Well, it's,
how do you do that?
Well, it's, I can't do it.
I can't. I'm standing up.
Yeah, you're going to struggle with
this. We're not coneds. Don't sleep in the cupboard.
Then we'll start by relaxing the muscles in your forehead. How do you do that? How do you actually relax a muscle in your forehead? I can't even move them.
I got Botox. I can't move it. Unlucky, brother.
Relax your eyes, relax your cheeks, relax your jaw, and focus on your breathing.
Takes me 10 minutes to relax my chin.
Focus on your breathing. Does that mean like count the breaths?
Yeah.
I've always wondered.
Yeah, and you
count to 10.
Then go to your neck, your shoulders. Make sure your shoulders aren't tensed up.
Mate, I'd be stressed
like
after doing all this.
School. I feel like our drama teacher used to get us to do this at school.
Put a lie down.
Oh, when I look back at my schooling, a lot of it was lying down and everyone just breathe.
My outdoor pretend
you're on an island.
Oh.
You were 18. Like it was in year 12.
I'm not saying anything.
I know, I'm just worried about her. there we go. And then, so that's it. I feel like I didn't need to know this from the military.
I'm reading that story has almost put me to sleep.
1019, The Fox.
From anyone who's been dumped, particularly recently, you're not feeling great about yourself, here's a story that will make you feel better. So there is a woman. This is horrible. So she.
This will make you feel better. No, but, this is horrible.
Yeah, they call that, was it Schadenfreude? It's that condition where, when you're feeling bad, if you hear a story where someone's feeling had a worse, you go, oh, at least that's not me.
Yeah. I've done that with drinks before. You know, you leave a pub and you're in a bit of a messy state and then you see someone just fall over. You go, oh, I'm fine.
I'm going to walk back in.
Security, get rid of them.
So this girl, her name's Colleen. She had a boyfriend. They got together and he was quite sick and he'd had this chronic kidney disease.
Oh.
And she was madly in love with him. She went and got tested, found out she was a match. So she gave him her kidney.
Oh,
what a
nice.
Beautiful gesture. That is the ultimate gesture, isn't it?
That means they're compatible forever.
He would be indebted
he's
to
in her.
Forever.
She's in him.
Yeah, forget soulmates. That's more impressive.
Kidney mates.
Isn't
kidney
it?
Mates.
Mm. Until he dumps her.
How bad
what
is
he
that? Wanted.
Well, what is she caught him cheating? So, and how do you cheat
she
on
feel
the
it
woman
in her
who
kidney?
Gave you?
Oh.
How do you do that to someone? And it was 7 months later. So he's only had her kidney for 7 months. Oh.
That's not on him though, because
what are you talking about?
No. The breakup, like the cheating and stuff. But it's not just because he got his kidney. Because people think, oh. They were together before he knew that he was going to be sick, and then she became a match.
No, he
that's
was sick.
That's just lucky. No, he was sick, yeah. Just lucky she was a match.
Yeah, but don't take the kidney if you can't be faithful.
But he maybe wanted to break up beforehand and then got the kidney, felt, oh, God, I'm going to hang out with her for a little
that's
bit longer.
That's evil. That is evil
that's
to take
no
someone's
good.
Kidney. And what I don't know whether the only thing is that was interesting, so when she knew things were going bad,
she
so 7 months later, no, oh. He was going to Las Vegas for,
What?
He was going to Las Vegas.
You've only got one kidney, bro. Take it easy.
Yeah, no, God.
No Vegas trips.
But it was with some guys from the church. So she was.
Hold on.
Hang on.
What church? What church is this?
I don't know.
Justin Bieber's church?
About the church. But I get that. If my boyfriend who had my kidneys.
I'm going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas with the boys from church. Yeah. I'd go, fine. You're with the boys from church.
In Sin City.
Mate, if I say I'm going to Vegas at all, mate, you're done.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick love resort living. And just 40 minutes from Melbourne, Mandalay is resort living every day with a championship golf course, clubhouse, gym, swimming pool, primary school, and more all delivered. To find out more, visit mandalayliving.com.au. 101.9